B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Mike Missinelli, 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station. We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to
rock. Oh, good afternoon, we have some stuff to talk about today. Oh, drama. I love talking about drama more than anything. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. It is the Mike Missinelli Show. Who else would provide us with such drama but Joel Embiid? I don't know where to start here. All right, there's a bigger theme that's around, but let's get to the smaller theme, which is let's recant what's going on here with Joel. So Joel, in my opinion, is butthurt because he can get butthurt. That's what he does. He carries a lot of drama with him. Whether you agree with him or not, that's what he is. He's a drama guy. And so this whole thing is now percolating where he gets hurt and he comes back and he plays one good game and he looks lazy and Barkley and Shaq start ripping him and all of them, the fans get a little impatient. They throw a few boos his way and then he shushes them and he goes, shut the bleep up. And then he goes, well, what else can I do? So then he goes, let me throw this little test balloon out there. So he tweets, like he quotes Batman, going for the ultimate drama. And so now it's like, feel sorry for me because I'm the persecuted man. And then Jimmy Butler gets involved and Embiid counters. So people are watching this live on social media. So he's hooking everybody in with the drama. And then he gauges the reaction. And so the reaction is, oh my God, here come the fans. Over the top. See what I mean about this guy? Blah, 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 blah. So it's more negative than positive. And then he goes to drama channel number two and clicks it on. And they go, sap, I was just trolling you. Now, here's my question. Whatever motivation that he has, and I happen to think that he just can't live without the drama of pay attention to me and I don't know what goes on in his head. But here's what I know. Why are you sapping yourself of energy with this? See, a guy like me, I can sap myself with energy. Because what I do for a living is constant communication / consternation / clashes / discussions, right? I do this. This is my business. He is a basketball player. And a basketball player, whether you are old school or new school, there is one thing in common. Greatness comes if you blot out the noise. If you're truly great, you blot out the noise. It's why a baseball player can stand in a batter's box and not hear a peep when people are going crazy and waiting for the pitch. The great ones. It's why you stand at the foul line. And a bunch of crazies are slapping the rally sticks, blah, 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 blah. And then they're chanting because they're going to get a free Frosty out of the deal. And you just blot out the world. It's like in that movie, The Greatest Game Ever Played, when that English golfer stood at the tee. And he looked and like the picture was, there are all these people down lining. And all of a sudden he clicked in the mechanism and he saw nothing. And he concentrated on the task. And so whether you're in 2020 or whether you're in 1960, it's the same thing. why waste the energy if you're Joel Embiid? Do you have too much time on your hands? What is the point? This is the thing I don't understand. I can see what he's doing. He's a smart guy. He's playing with everybody. But he's also half serious. He's also telling you that he's butthurt over the treatment. These guys today don't understand what the fans' motivation are. Now, we would all like to think that the fans are perfectly sane and rational and can rise above it. Truth is, we're not. Fans are fans. Fans are going to pick on the littlest thing. Fans are going to look at a guy like Joel Embiid, who proclaimed himself the greatest thing ever in the game of basketball, and then look at the team where they are in fifth place, and they're looking for scapegoats. They're looking for people to blame. You disappointed us. We were expecting you to be a Eastern Conference champion and play for the NBA Finals. You're falling short of that. And guess what? You might be one of the reasons for it. Whether they're right or wrong, that's what the reaction is going to be. So if you're a pro player interested in greatness, you blot out the noise. Fans are going to think what they want. If you play into it, you're only setting yourself up more. Why would you want to play with the pressure of that? It's enough pressure for you to play in the NBA. Why would you want the added thing, the added consternation of fans just waiting for you to mess up? And you keep blowing air on the flame. I just don't understand it. I'm not anti-Embiid. I'm not anti-Ben Simmons. I am anti-not winning. I want this to be a united cause to win something. And when you got guys worrying about whether they got booed at a game and shushing and shut the bleep up and then continuing it on social media, it's a waste of energy. And I don't understand it. Tyrone, please make sense of this for me.
Well, one, I think he's also dealing with the trade rumors that came out yesterday that some people in the city, prominent people in the city, chose to run with all day. And I think that got under his skin a little bit. And I think some of that is a human reaction. Because when you're playing with a brace on your hand, you get called all kinds of names, all kinds of soft, all kinds of this. I don't think that his shush was just to the fans. I don't think it was just to the fans. I think it was to a lot of people who are behind the fans or feeding information to the fans. And I think that he reacted, certain humans react like that. Kobe used to react like that. He didn't always just take the high road and just blot it out. He would tell people off. That's why at one point he asked to get traded from the Lakers and then he rescinded it.
Kobe was a great player. Kobe had crossed that threshold. He went into greatness. If somebody's going to question him, he's got a beef. Embiid hasn't crossed over into greatness yet.
Anthony Davis just did it, got himself up out of New Orleans. These kind of things happen all the time when people feel like they've been treated unfairly in any way.
Actually feel like he's been treated unfairly?
By the fans?
Well, who cares? The fans are going to be fans. You're Joel Embiid. You're making all kinds of... What do you care about some fans that he knows he's not going to get traded? Why does he manufacture this kind of drama to hold his performance down?
I don't know if it holds his performance down.
Sure it does. If you're wasting energy on nonsense, it's holding your performance down.
Now, I don't think it's wise to troll necessarily, but if you're talking about trading me, I would get mad about people wanting to trade me.
And he knows they're not going to trade him. Who cares what some media guy like Brian Windhorst says for a hot take? Why would you care about that?
People get fed up, and then you're
fed up for what? What is the fed up part of it? I don't get it.
You're playing with a brace in your hand. You're getting called soft for three straight hours
by people who are not in the know.
And then the fans took that and put a battery in the back of fans, and they transferred that to locally to Joel Embiid. They took Shaq and they took Barkley as the gospel and fired off on the guy. Now, whether he deserved it or not, that's what they did. They couldn't get that locally. They got a national energy behind him and said, see, I told everybody he was soft. And I think he got fed up with it. Now, whether he should or shouldn't, that's a different deal. But I absolutely think the national scrutiny, people have been doing pieces on him every day since last week about, oh, this guy's soft and weak. Oh, you got to move this guy.
Okay.
And then the fans locally.
The only way you can combat that is what?
There is no way to combat
that. Yes, there is. Be great.
Because
that's the way you combat it. Be great.
They go out, and so far, their pairing, now this season has not been great. Their pairing has been every bit as successful as any pairing, young pairing in NBA history up until this point. And yet 100 miles per hour every game. It's your soft, your weak, your this, your that.
Dude, come on, man. Seriously. Are we giving that much power to people who want to say that? They're frustrated. Does he not know? He's a smart guy. He's diabolical. He played a Twitter game last night. He's smart as hell. He knew exactly what he was doing.
No, he's very smart.
All right, so is he smart enough not to know that there are people out there where their only enjoyment comes from the achievement of this team, and that they've fallen short of that achievement, and that while he was telling people early in his career that he was king of the hill, he wasn't king of the hill and still isn't king of the hill? Can he understand that with a little self-evaluation and just be king of the hill? I don't understand it.
Yeah, I get it. If you keep disrespecting me, at some point I'm going to fire back.
You're different. If people are disrespecting you, they're disrespecting you wrongly. They're not disrespecting him wrongly. He is a sports star. He's getting judged every single day because they're not winning. You've got to rise above that kind of stuff.
See, I think there's times where the media, not local, mostly, or a few, some local, actually, have gone above the line to where they stopped criticizing his game and started criticizing him as a human being, and I think that's
a lot. Who's criticizing him as a human being?
Shaq and Barkley.
Oh, who cares what they're saying? What do you mean? They're calling him soft?
And
they're not criticizing him as a human being. They're criticizing his performance of not being dominant yet.
Didn't Marcus Hayes call him a mercenary and all kinds? That's not talking about him as a basketball
talking
player.
Talking about him as a basketball as it applies to his basketball talent.
That's not talking about his character. When you talk about he's just taking the money and running, he's getting out of here. That's what he wrote. That's what he wrote, and people took that story that he wrote and ran with it.
He is wasting energy, and he wastes energy all the time. He wasted energy with that sideshow that he did, that you loved and everybody loved, that WWE thing with the fight. It's a waste of time. Be great. I'm sick of this. 610-632-0975. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, it's 219 Mike Missinelli Show. Let's start a Twitter poll here. Just got even more to say about this. The Twitter poll is brought to us by, let me see, it's Paul B. Meyer & Sons. So if you're interested in that Husqvarna Auto Bar, you got to check it out at Paul B. Meyer & Sons in Doylestown. That's where the showroom is. Or online at paulbmeyer.com. Today's Twitter poll, Natalie Eganoff, is what?
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll has over 200 votes on it early. Do you think the trolling is a big deal? 20% say yes, 80% say no.
The trolling is not a big deal when you look at what the words are. The idea of wasting time trolling is my problem. Now, here's the perception. And I'm just taking the part out with the hand because I talked about the hand and I thought that people weren't putting that in as a factor. Now, I treat this thing very fairly. I'm not on one side or the other because of Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, or anybody except maybe Korkmaz. But here's the thing. The perception is that Embiid, the guy that said was the greatest player already in the league or one of them, when he plays, he plays. When he doesn't feel like playing, he doesn't. This is the perception. Then it's pretty close to being accurate. He's not in the best shape that he can be in. That's totally accurate. Now, fans are looking at this guy as a guy who is supposed to take this team to great heights. When you combine all that and the expectation and how fans are invested in the great heights of this team, what are they supposed to do? Be quiet? Sit back, well, whatever he gives us. March, whatever he gives us tonight is fine by me. That's not the way it works in professional sports when you are one of the guys, one of the stars. People are looking to you for performance, consistent performance every day. So for him not to get why some people are disgruntled or why some media people will take shots at him or why Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal, who are all about hot takes, will say something nationally, that's the problem. Rise above it and play. That's all I'm saying. Stop getting butthurt about all these little things. When you become king of the hill, nobody will say this stuff. 2 o'clock hour. It's brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Line Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. All right. Let's go to the phones. T-Love on the cell. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. T-Love.
Wow, Mike. Sounds like bitching and moaning to me. But I guess it's not because, anyway, you know, remember Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember the first part of the movie with the drill sergeant? Okay. Chastising is a thing of the past, man. This is all generational. And people from our generation can't understand social media and I mean, these cats, the younger generation now, they get on. I don't want to blast the younger generation because they do so many good things. But it exposes your flaws. It exposes the flaws. That's why they chastise you, to expose the flaw in your character. Now, obviously, this guy's got something going on in his head. And, you know, when you feel the need, you make yourself a target when you tell people your business all on Twitter and Facebook and whatever. You know what I mean? Now you got people coming at you and they saying you're soft because they see you reacting to stuff where you should be getting tough. Damn, excuse me. You should be getting tougher and you're not. And they do this in the military. They do this in coaching, mostly in coaching, a lot in coaching. Coaching is just like being a drill sergeant. But you can't do it with this generation because, number one, because they're making too much money, which shouldn't be a problem because you should want to challenge yourself to be better. You shouldn't worry about what other people think of you, what other people say. There used to be a time when if somebody called you something, I mean, as soon as I got off the bus, man, at boot camp, the guy was nose to nose with me, calling me all kinds of MFs and all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? And it just made me madder and madder. He asked for 25 push-ups, I give him 50. You know what I mean? I make myself look like I can stand it. I can stand it. This guy, for some reason, and a lot of them, they can't take anybody telling them anything.
Let me ask you this question. How many great players are wrestling with people on social media?
Well, listen.
Same generation. How many great players in this league, in the same generation, are wasting their time wrestling and trolling?
But listen what I told you. I said it exposes character flaws. Those that have character flaws
I don't understand character flaw. What is a character flaw? He's wasting time being butthurt. He's wasting time. The perception is he's not giving as much as he can. And frankly, he's not. Some nights he is. Sometimes he's not. You know, when he was playing great in this town, when there wasn't a question about whether he was going to be great or not, him playing tennis, him going here, goofing around here, him going over there, goofing around here, it didn't matter. Did it matter? It was charming. It was charming when he did that. You know why? Because the fan base wasn't dissatisfied with his production. Now, the great players in this league aren't getting trolled or trolling because they're giving what they're giving. So for him not to understand that and go off in the corner and be butthurt about it, that the reason why these fans are engaged, and they're only fans, they're not like elected officials, they're fans that have a reaction because it brings enjoyment into their rather mundane lives. He's smart enough to figure that out. You know, when I was playing great, I could walk down the street and jump onto some tennis court and swat some tennis balls with him. And people think it's charming. I love this city. Gino in Camden, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gino.
Hey, Mikey, how you doing, man?
What's up, Gino?
Hey, Mike, it's like this, man. I'm a season ticket holder. I always say, season ticket holder since 1999. So I done spent over $100,000 at these games. I mean, I sat through the 9-10 season win, never booed. Never booed. You know what I mean? Because they promised when the process is over, we're going to have a samurai sword. Well, the process is over, and we find out the samurai sword is plastic, and our locker room is turning to Lord of the Flies. You know what I mean? Like, guys, all we asking you to be, you know, don't be about it. Don't talk about it. Be about it. That's all we asking for, MB. We ain't trying to bring him down, man. But somebody, is this because we don't have a veteran in the locker room? We got this Lord of the Flies attitude now?
What? He's the veteran in the locker room. He's the big cheese in the locker room. I mean, Joel Embiid is the big cheese. Like, I understand he's only 25. 25 is plenty enough to be mature, by the way. You know, I just don't understand why he wastes so much energy doing this. It's not helping him. It doesn't help him. When you got a personal feud running against your fan base, it doesn't help you be great.
Right.
It's when you rise above it that you can find greatness.
Right. You be about it, not talk about it. That's all we ask, Mike. Thanks, Mike. I mean,
look at the troll, right? The troll and then the counter troll. He throws it out there as a line in the water. Who's going to bite? Oh, they all bite. They're fans. They all bite. And then he's smart enough to go, well, sap. I'm just kidding. I'm just trolling you. If you're going to be tough, I can be tough too. Or whatever the hell he's pointing out. And I'm going, okay, that's a waste of mental energy for several hours for you to do that. Why? What's it going to make you play better? Until you can tell me, you know what, doing that thing makes me play on the edge. Makes me play harder and better. Until I see that, then I look at it as like a waste of energy. Anthony Malvern, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony.
Mike, what's up?
What's up, Anthony?
Sound like you're going to blow a gasket there, Mike.
I'm just tired of it. It's the reason why I was tired of the nonsense when he fought the guy and made it a big spectacle. It's that kind of reason.
Yeah, well.
Great players don't waste time with crap.
I hear you. I think it'll all blow over, though. But here's a question. I'm going to defend Joel for a minute. None of this stuff really started happening after he injured the hand, right?
Listen, he's had his spells where he's gone back and forth here. I get the hand. I was fair. I go, listen, you people are not. And in fact, I tweeted that night that I thought Barkley and Shaq were a little out of line. You got to at least put the hand in the equation. I saw he wasn't using the hand, but now it's taking on a life of its own. The brace is off now, and now it's the shush, and then it's the fighting and then trolling people. You're wasting my time and energy, and you're wasting your own damn energy.
Right. I hear you. Listen, you know what you need for tonight? Those are the Flyers. You got to watch the Flyers Islanders game tonight. That'll help you out.
Well, not when they're playing the Clippers. Am I watching the Flyers? Well, due respect. And a big, big night for the Flyers last night. A monster win for the Flyers and Carter Hart. I misread that game. I thought that was a Florida line. The Flyers took care of business last night.
Yes, they did. Yes,
yeah.
They did.
Yeah, the Islanders.
They're getting therapy back tonight, too. So
well, there you go. And it's a revenge game, isn't it?
That it is.
The revenge game. Flyers, this is a bet tonight. Flyers.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Yep. You got it. Get that number two spot in the wild card.
There's a game on the card tonight in college basketball. I've already bet it. it's a mind-boggling line in college basketball. I'm not even going to put it out there because I want people to see what it is. See, if it's just this is the game with that, you know, the theory about the line screaming at you. I want you to look at the college basketball card tonight, and you tell me which one of these lines is screaming bloody murder at you. So, 610-632-0975. Two lines are open. Curtis in Overbrook. Curtis, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Curtis.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
What's up, Curtis?
Not much, man. Hey, Mike, listen, I can hear your frustration, and I'm right there with you because, first of all, I feel like it's not just in football. It's across all sports with this generation. They're just, you know, we can't expect them to be the way our generation was, and I'm not saying that you're not right to be pissed off right now, Mike, but unfortunately, this is why I can't get buy into sports as much as I used to when I was younger, because of stupid crap like this, Mike. This is why, like, I don't have the stomach for it anymore, because they just drive me absolutely nuts, and I have a brain. I can think for myself, and when I see Joel or any athlete do anything that just doesn't make sense or doesn't help them in their game, I just take a step back from them, and I'm not mad at them. I'm just like, listen, I'm not.
Well, you see, now you're totally out of line. You're totally out of line. You're letting that and mess up your enjoyment of the sport. You mean tell me that's more important for you? So you could, that's enough to make you turn away from wanting the Sixers to win the East.
No, I didn't say that, Mike.
I'm out. I don't want to pay attention to him anymore. Don't let that mess up your love of sport.
What I'm saying is I don't give up my emotions, Mike. I don't want to give up my emotions. I pay attention.
Why not? You can't. That's all what a fan does is give their emotions.
Well, but Mike, let me explain something to you. See how you are right now?
Yeah.
I know that's what's going to happen to me. So if I know that's going to happen,
that's part of the whole thing. It's part of the whole enjoyment is to give in your emotions.
But Mike, when that keeps happening, didn't we have that happen in football where we were all rah rah rah? Yeah, they're going to be this, and then they kicked us in the stomach. So then you tell me,
Getting kicked in the stomach is all a part about being a fan,
right, Mike? And there's nothing wrong with that. But Mike, I'd like to not have to keep going.
What do you mean? I don't understand. Not at all. This is what this is. The drama is part. The drama of a fan is all you have. That's all you got. Why would you take yourself out of it? It's part of the investment you make as a fan. It's part of caring about your team when you go, wait, I need better from this particular player. He's not giving me enough. That's all part of being a fan. The fan is the only one that's being genuine here. And B's not being genuine. What's so genuine about trolling? Listen, I'm an expert at the troll game. I do it every night. I got a lot of time on my hand. I also do sports talk radio, where trolling is what I do every day for 4 hours. So it's like indigenous to me. It shouldn't be an indigenous to a pro athlete who has to be at his very best mentally and physically. It's nonsense. Robert in Washington Township, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Robert.
Hey, Mike, how are you? How are you doing today, Tyrone? I kind of agree with both of you, but I think we're dealing with a guy that's really immature and young. I mean, he just started playing basketball, you know.
Oh, stop. He's 25 years old.
Oh, come on.
He's been playing since he was at Kansas University. Stop with the immature.
Mike. He's from Africa, okay? Totally
stop it. He's the only... Siakam is from the same territory. He had 33 last night.
And when the fans keep telling that, say they're going to trade him, and this young kid that's impressionable...
Oh, boo-hoo. They're not going to trade him. Robert, seriously, does Joel Embiid actually think the Sixers would trade him?
No, they don't, but you know what? If he decides to push it, like many people have done in the past, these athletes... The fans are going to be left with nothing.
Oh, my God. We're hurting his feelings so much. He's going to leave. Guess what? He's under contract. He ain't going anywhere.
It sounds personal to you, man.
Personal? I can't believe you're allowing this to happen. Oh, my God. You got excuse over excuse. Oh, he's immature. He's 25. How many people are 25 in the league?
Get the blood pressure cup out, dude, because you're...
No, you're an idiot. Your viewpoint is invalid. Glenn and Manioc, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Glenn.
Gentlemen and lady, good afternoon.
What's going on, Glenn?
T- Tyrone, I haven't disagreed with a thing you guys have said so far. Every single caller I've agreed with, and the last caller is indicative of what's the problem. These enablers for guys like Embiid and this behavior is driving us all crazy. I was talking about this with my dad last night. I asked my father, Dad, who was Will Chamberlain's backup? He said, well, it'll come to me in a minute. You never saw him because he never played. Because Will played every game. He would laugh at load management.
Glenn, please don't take me back to the 60s. The game was like a turtle game back then.
Let me finish. Fast forward to now.
Yeah.
In football, we saw Michael Vick damn near get killed on the field, never bitch and complain. In basketball, we saw AI, the Warriors. We are used to guys who fight through pain, who play hard, and like you said, just shut up and play. This new generation, Tyrone, did you see the new Shaft movie with his son?
If you're injured, it's you can't just say play through pain. Okay, that's an old, tired machismo way of looking at things. He came off surgery under 4 weeks. That was a factor. All I'm talking about here is the needless energy wasting so on social media and worried about what fans are thinking about him. Enough.
That's liberation. That's who they are
they're,
now.
No, they're not, because they're great players that aren't worried about it in this league. It's not the generation. It's not him being 25. It's not him playing basketball only 7 years because he came from Africa. It's looking at the landscape and going, the only thing I can control is to be great. Fans are going to think what they think. It's going to hurt my feelings. No, it might. It might hurt my feelings. But guess what? If I'm playing at my optimum, nobody is going to say crap. The fact that he doesn't understand that is mind-boggling to me. Chris in Williamstown, what's up? What's up, Chris? Where are you? Chris. All right. Chris, come on, man. Sean in West Philly. Sean, you're on 97.5 tonight. What's up, Sean?
Yo, that was hilarious. Chris, I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, Chris wasn't ready.
Yo, what's up, Mike?
What's going on?
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Yo, it's just funny, man. Like, we do the same thing every time. I do get both points. I do understand your argument as well as some of the fans. But I think as fans, like, we get on these guys so hard. Like, one thing is, it is generational. They are just a little softer than the previous generation. But additionally,
who are the ones that we get on hard?
Our superstars.
Okay. Why?
Because we know their potential. We know.
Exactly. We want them to be superstars.
Right, as advertised. Right, as advertised. Like you said, he just came off of surgery. But I'm sitting here watching the game like, yo, they really booing Embiid? Oh, well. You know what I mean? Like, all right, your play dictates that they boo you, but come on, man. Like, you can't take shots at the guy's personality.
I'm missing something here.
Not you, Mike.
How are they taking shots at his personality? By saying he's soft? Okay.
The guy just came off of surgery.
Okay, that's a misguided thought. Fans are going to be misguided. That's what they are. They're not NBA executives judging him. They're fans.
My irony is directed toward the fandom. Like, calm down.
What do you expect fans to be? They're not all college professors that are going to analyze something correctly. They're reacting. They're reactive people.
That'll make it right.
But if you're smart enough, you know what they are. How are you not? F up. Because the only reason they're on you is because they think that your performance is short of expectation. And guess what? It is. I'm on your side. But I'd like to see more from Joel Embiid. I'd like to see him in better shape. I'd like to see him have a more I'm going to dominate mindset every game. That's what fans aren't seeing. 610-632-0975. Back into this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
All right, place your bets. New Jersey and Pennsylvania's premier online sports book, PlaceYourGuess.com. It's the app I use. Check it out. Now that football's over, college basketball is hot. Oh, there's a game on the card tonight. I'm just waiting for people to tell me which one it is, but I'll give it to you later in the show. Now, what makes Play Sugar House different than the other sports betting apps? If you don't like sports betting, go to the casino. You can play more than 450 casino games like blackjack, poker, and roulette. Now, if you're a beginner and you just want to have some fun, play with $1 bets at a time. You can find some 10-cent bets to play. That's right. So whether you're a novice or a big-time sports bettor, the idea of PlaySugarHouse.com is to have some fun. It just takes a few minutes to get up and running. Do it now. Receive a 100% match on your first deposit up to $250 by using the code 250MATCH. PlaySugarHouse.com, the premier live in-game betting option in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
It's 2:46. It is the Mike Missinelli Show. How often have we criticized Ben Simmons? All right, I'll bring him in for this. How often have we criticized Ben Simmons this year?
Fairly often.
All the time.
Like every day?
All the time.
At least once a day.
We criticize Ben Simmons. Yes. Now, why are we out of line by demanding more of a guy like Embiid who can give more? Why is that out of line?
That's not out of line.
Okay, what's out of line?
Out of line is when people then start writing think pieces about his character.
Why are you worried about the people who write stuff?
I'm saying that's what I think he was reacting to.
Okay.
I think
Why should he care about the people who write stuff?
Should he? Yeah. But at the same time, I think when fans boo, players can react however they want. Mm-hmm. Now, it may be counterproductive, but we can't call someone soft and then be so butthurt ourselves if they get mad that they
get
beat.
Of course you can be butthurt if you're a fan.
No.
You're a fan. You don't have the resources to come off of that like a player does. A player has resources. A player is a star in a major city. A player has a $30 million a year nest egg and a wonderful life. You're going to waste your time getting butthurt because of a fan who is way beneath you in the lexicon of people.
I'm saying
what they say.
If fans boo, people are going to react. I'm saying as a human during a game, especially if you're having a good game and you're still getting booed, you can react however you
want. Why are they booing him when he's having a good game?
He didn't play. He played well against the Bulls.
Why are they?
He played well against the Bulls.
Okay, but why did they decide to boo Embiid?
Because they've been mad since Barkley and Shaq said something. That was the turn.
All right. Now, you're smart enough to figure it out. You think Joel Embiid is smart enough to figure that out?
Yeah.
Okay. Then why does he fall into
it? But I'm also not the person in the moment getting booed at the time. I'm also sitting away from it. If I'm in the game, and now I know people have turned on me because of external forces, when I'm playing with a bad hand, I may react maturely. I may not. I'm saying that once it happens, fans can react however fans want. They pay their hard-earned money. I'm just saying that if a person doesn't enjoy being booed, I don't see how they're then soft and the fan that's crying about it is then strong. That's really my point.
Here it is. You know, when soft, the term soft is the ultimate fan weapon. It is the ultimate fan weapon. You know, when you're in a beef with somebody and you really get angry to the edge where you really want to assassinate someone's character, you reach down to the deepest part of your depths to come out with something that'll hurt that person's feeling the most.
Yes.
Right? That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this case, this is the fan's only weapon. At the end of the day, they're still the fan and you're still Joel Embiid.
And if you put it on a scale, if you're Joel Embiid and you really want to be great, you go, ah, you know what? It's going to be great. That's my alternative. I care about it. Yeah, I'm going to be great. I'm Joel Embiid at the end of the day. My point is, why waste your energy on fans who have a legitimate beef? It's not illegitimate. Like, when you look at, like, last year with the Boston Celtics, was Kyrie Irving criticized?
Yeah.
He was assassinated, Kyrie Irving.
He caused a lot of problems in the locker room.
Okay, he caused a lot of problems. But now let's look at the teams that are ahead of the Sixers. They're cruising along like a little tugboat. There's none of this nonsense going on. You know why? Because they're playing at maximum efficiency.
That's where Jimmy Butler, though, the person who you say great players don't waste energy, Jimmy Butler does tons of tweets and Instagram posts just like this all the time. You'd be shocked. Embiid's better at it. All these guys in his generation pretty much are all on social media on those off days, and they're all tweeting out. The only difference is Embiid's good at it, and most of them aren't. They're all doing it. His generation,
not that good at it, because last night he wasn't that good at it.
He was great at it last night.
Last night, all he did was have it both ways. That's all he did last night. He had it both ways. He goes, let me throw this out as a test balloon. All right, they're going to come at me. Okay, I'll sap. I was just kidding.
I don't believe that's how it happened at all.
Of course it's
right. And the reason I know it didn't is because the picture that even in the apology tweet was in Miami with Spoelstra in the background. That is a masterful troll that he was done intentionally. That's not a, oh my goodness, let's scramble tweet. It's too good to be a scramble tweet. That was all planned, and it all worked, that troll job. That was all planned.
It works for who?
Work for him. Yes.
Work for him. So does that mean he's going to just bust ass tonight? Is that what that means?
I think he's going to come out and play hard.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. But if that,
I think he's going to get booed tonight.
Because I've heard now like 10 different things that's going to awaken him in his career. Oh, he needs this. He needs that. He's not going to go on Twitter anymore. He's going to take it seriously. Oh, he has to go back to having fun and doing it this way. It goes on and on and on with the guy. He can't figure out what the hell makes him tick.
Yeah, that's fair.
Let's go to Ralph and Aston. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ralph.
Hey, Mike. Appreciate your show.
What's up, Ralph?
Okay, listen. I was one of the fans critical of Ben Simmons during the year for not taking the jump shots and all that, but I got that out of my blood now, okay?
Well,
I know he's not going to take the shot.
Okay, but it's still a complaint. It's legit.
Right. Right. Now, the guy does hustle. He gets up and down the court. He plays good defense. What's frustrating me more now is Joel Embiid more than Ben Simmons, because we got a 7'2" center. He's out of shape, number one. He doesn't get down the paint in the low paint to score points. He likes to take that 3-point shot, and I can't fathom the, you know, why he takes these shots like that.
I can't have a dog chorus, Beth. You know, dog choruses are distracting. Listen, part of it of him taking the 3-point shot is sets that they want to run, because this coach for some reason feels that Ben can't be effective unless Embiid's up top. Now, yesterday I said fooey to that, but he's the NBA coach and I'm just a schmo here doing Sports Talk Radio. So a lot of it is set up by Brett Brown. A lot of it is set up by Embiid, where he doesn't want to be relentless going 94 feet, 94 feet, maybe because physically he realizes that that's not going to work for him. And maybe that doesn't work because he is out of shape. So if you line everything up and you go up the staircase, fans add this, they add that, they add this, they add that. And they come out with sometimes a misguided opinion because they are fans. 610-632-0975, 3 o'clock hours ahead after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.